The creators say their goal is to inspire wonder. For a brief time during Qatar 2022, the canals of Doha's Little Venice became a recreation of the Venetian Carnival. Its origin dates back to the 13th century. Classical music, a floating parade of dancers and acrobats in masquerade ball costumes. And in keeping with the World Cup, two-time European freestyle champion Günter Celle.
Everything changed with the water, and my balance continued to change. I have to adapt the wind, the water, the drive to my tricks.
The show is produced by the Italian company Studio Festi and was 7 years in the making. It's a way to marry Venice and Doha, culture and sports.
We strongly believe that our job leads people to the beauty, to know beauty, to feel beauty. So our job is to feel the beauty of the world, of the cities where we work.
Doha is a vibrant city of culture in the desert. The Qatar Philharmonic Orchestra, founded in 2007, features 100 musicians from all over the world. The Museum of Islamic Art was designed by award-winning architect I.M. Pei and has become a landmark on the waterfront. And the city regularly hosts exhibits from top-tier artists and the world of fashion, such as Christian Dior and Valentino.
Culture and art is wonder, and you can find it everywhere. Italy has a wonder, Qatar and Arabic has another kind of wonder. So we try to put our wonder, our Italian wonder, here in Qatar.
The first World Cup in the Middle East isn't just about celebrating the goals and the football victories. It's a window into Qatari life and culture, past and present. Natasha Ganeim, Al Jazeera, Doha.